Tenacious Living Radio. Hi, welcome to Stressless Radio, where it's all about stressing less and living more. I'm your host, JJ Frederickson. Thank you so much for listening. This is JJ, and you are listening to Stressless Radio. Now, last week, I talked about our power places. These are the places where we feel, incredibly connected to our spirit, and we feel powerful, like we're a part of this powerful creation, and yet we still feel humble at the same time, and we feel comfortable in our skin and confident and feel like we have our gifts and our talents and our skills and our intellect and all these wonderful gifts that we can share with the world. And we feel energized and motivated to do it, right? Right. So did you think about your power places this past week? Now, I talked about all kinds of them last week. I talked about the kind where you might have to travel a little ways. Maybe it's somewhere you've only been once or twice in your life, but also the ones that are in your home or in your yard or in your neighborhood community, wherever they may be, the places where you feel that strength, that personal power, that connection. All right. I hope you had fun playing with that last week. I know that I am still getting into my close by backyard power places almost every day. And it's almost like putting the cart before the horse, where we were talking about power places before we actually talked about personal power. But then I thought about it, and actually it kind of works okay, you know, because you go to your power place, you feel so amazing. You feel larger than life. You feel expansive and wonderful and like there's opportunity. But then you leave your power place, and then what happens? What happens when you're not there? Are you able to carry that energy into the world with you? And maybe you don't even know what personal power means. So today we're going to delve deeper into this idea of personal power. Now, as I shared with you last week, personal power is my life lesson. It means that it is something that I bump up against. It's an obstacle I come across. It's a challenge I have. I have a tendency to keep a lid on my personal power and defer to others. As a matter of fact, it came to a head this weekend when my husband, he was so frustrated by being the one who's always choosing where we eat. And I know that sounds like a little itty bitty thing, but I always defer to him, or almost always defer to him about, you know, if we're going to go out, where do you want to go eat, right? Instead of sort of standing in my power and making a decision. So it's not really, you know, it's not squelching your power, I guess, is not good for you or me or the people we're involved with. It also frustrates them. So I knew that I've had an issue with personal power for a long time. But what I learned this year as I've been mentoring with Beth Davis and also learning this whole scientific hand analysis system is that I actually, in order to live my life purpose, which is a teacher of truth and light, in order to be able to do that, and have less stress in my life, I need to consciously work with my life lesson, consciously work with my personal power. So this is the year, this is it, that I am really, well, I've been working with it all along, but one of the decisions I made this year is that I'm going to actually get people to support me. And I'm not just talking about calling up a friend, you know, I'm pretty good at that, and getting a life coach when I need one. I'm talking about hiring people to support me. So what I've done for this year is I have actually hired a personal assistant. She is going to be helping me with house stuff as well as some of my business stuff. Her name is Jessica. So you might, you know, if you're in contact with me on Facebook or any other areas, you might come into contact with her, and she is fabulous. But let me tell you a little bit about this idea of hiring someone. You know, I realized with the help of my mentor that in order for me to actually create content for teaching, I need to free up some time and not be spending time on the stuff that doesn't directly relate to that. I don't need to be spending all the time on my bookkeeping, for instance, or grocery shopping, or these little things that get in the way of me standing fully in who I am and in my purpose. So I decided to hire a personal assistant a couple months ago. Well, I started toying with it a few months ago. Now, what's interesting is Jessica and I have been friends for a while. She started out as a client, and she hasn't been a client for quite a while, but we are very good friends. And she's even coached me at times because she is a coach on her own. And she's asked to support me all along. What can I do to support you? What can I do? And we've gotten together to do brainstorming sessions in the past, but I really wasn't ready to stand in my power of being, you know, basically her boss. It's even a little uncomfortable saying that. It's, you know, maybe that's not the right word for me to use, but then again, personal power is my life lesson. So anyway, it's uncomfortable for me to delegate things to her. And there's a whole host of reasons, you know, behind that, that tie into my life lesson of personal power. So anyway, I decided to hire a personal assistant. And then it dawned on me, Jessica's been asking me about this for a couple years now. Now here's where it gets funny. Jessica was about to have a baby. Right? So here I am in my mind saying, well, she's about to have a baby. I can't ask her that. That would be too much of an imposition. That would be too impolite. And you know, how dare I do that? And all this whole list of excuses not to ask her why, or just ask her whether she wants to do it or not. So finally, I realized what I was doing with the smokescreen. And I called her up and I asked her. Now, let me say we were playing voicemail tag for quite a while, and she said she was interested, and then I went on vacation. But it started to get where the New Year's was coming around, and I had to really decide if she was really going to take on this position or not. And if not, then I had to pursue hiring another assistant. Right? And I had a website membership to do that. Oh, I got to cancel that membership, actually. So I had a membership to be able to look online for a personal assistant. And here's what happened. I was like, oh, I can't bother her. She's about to give birth. Her due date came, her due date went. I can't bother her and press her for a real concrete answer. And then she had the baby. And then I came home that very same day that she had her baby. I came home from vacation and I said, you know what? I'm going to have to call her. So I did. And I left her a voicemail. I gave her a couple days to recoup, right? So I think I called her on Monday of last week. And I said, you know, this is really awkward for me and strange. You just had a baby, but I need to lay out a couple things and make sure you are really interested in doing this. And I don't know if this is really good timing or really poor timing, but I need you to let me know, because if not, I need to hire someone else. And boy, was it uncomfortable putting business before pleasure, really, before my friendship. I mean, not that I was being rude to her, but it felt like it, right? It felt like I was disregarding her whole birth experience, and I haven't talked to her in a few months, and here I am, all business. But it's what I had to do to stand in my power. And as you can see, you know, when I listen to myself now, I worded it in a way that was not abusive of power, right? I said, I know this feels really awkward, but so we had a discussion on Tuesday and she's on board. She's going to probably be starting end of January, beginning of February. There's a little bit of flexibility there, but I'm so excited to have that support from her and to be able to work on the stuff that I love to do and that I'm good at. And have that assistance from her. So that's just one example. I also, I hired Leanne Conway of Closet Essentials. She was a guest on the show sometime last year. I want to say it was before school started. And she is a closet organized personal wardrobe consultant, all this stuff. Well, I hired her to get in here and take care of business too. So I'm excited about that, because guess what? I don't have time to be dealing with my closets and figuring this out when I can get a professional to do it in a smaller amount of time. And you know what? They're going to do it better because they're a pro. That's what their calling is. That has to do with their purpose. So I'm excited about that. So I want to That's just a little bit about me and personal power in the last few weeks, but I want to talk more about the generalities of personal power. You know, if this is your life lesson or an issue that crops up for you, we're going to talk about that coming right up after this. Hi, it's JJ Fredrickson, and there's one thing that we probably can all agree on if you're listening to this show, and that is that stress absolutely sucks. But with the Live Life Easy Stress Solution, you can get rid of up to 90% of your day-to-day stress. And I am serious about this. I'm talking about 90% of your stress gone. And I know this because I've done it for myself and my life coaching clients. With this DVD and workbook, I'll let you in on all of my advanced stress-busting techniques that bring more energy, confidence, passion, purpose, and most of all, what we all want, less stress. So stop being a stressed-out mess and start living life easy with the Live Life Easy Stress Solution. It's on sale now at StressSolutionDVD.com. And remember, that's all one word, StressSolutionDVD.com. This is JJ, the host of Stress Less Late Radio, and today we're talking about how you can stand in your own power, how you can stop, you know, for better way of saying it, giving your power away and experience less stress in your life. To do that, let's start by looking at what someone who is a master at personal power, maybe someone who this is their purpose and they are living it full out, what does that look like? Well, this person feels very empowered and is able to influence the world. Now, it doesn't have to be on a huge scale. It could be in the family, in the community, or it can be, you know, on a grand scale, but they have that influence in the world and they're taking care of their desires and their wants and their internal agenda. They're taking care of themselves. They're standing their ground and having appropriate boundaries and appropriate assertiveness. They're living with their ideals, with their principles, with integrity. And because of that, they're automatically a figure of respect, a figure of authority, a figure of leadership. They command people's attention automatically. It's not about them trying to overpower people. It just is a natural extension of how they're living their lives with such integrity, but also being able to, as I said, bring other people on board, whether it's their customers, clients, but also their support team. And because of that, they're able to have this impact and this influence. They're able to encourage others to move toward their vision. And it's automatically, they're able to inspire people and lead the way with the intention for the greatest good. So it's not all about them. Even though they're taking care of their own needs, it's not all about them. It's this vision. And they're able to also stand alone when they need to. You know, they are able to stand alone and implement and make tough decisions. Now, for me, it might sound funny for some of you who this isn't your issue or your life lesson. But for me, to be able to have that tough conversation about, I know you just had a baby, but we need to talk about my needs right now. It was a real challenge. It was a real challenge. But there I was, you know, doing it in a kind way, and it all worked out for the best. Now, the thing is, it's not all business for someone who's standing in their personal power. They also are tapping into their desires and being true to what makes them have fun in life. What gives them passion? They're also known as, you know, being very passionate people. So fun and excitement is a part of their life. It's not all business. But again, when they know what they believe in and they're willing to take a stand, they're able to create great impact in the world. So that's what I'm hoping to work on this year. That's what I'm hoping to bring more of into my life so that I can bring more of my message about stressing less and living with purpose into this world and make it a better place and focus on my gifts and my talents and my skills rather than, you know, spending so much time doing the little stuff that I hate anyways. So it's disempowering there, but I'm also just not that good at. I'm just not that good at it. So that's what it looks like to stand in your own personal power. Now, I want to talk about also, you know, standing in your personal power isn't just about hiring people, right? You know, we don't always have the money to throw at a problem and make it go away. Although I can tell you, it's worth an investment, even if you're a little strapped. Bringing in an organizer for a day, you know, saving up your pennies to do that can be life-changing, just amazing. So anyway, it's not just about delegating and bringing in the pros. You know, as I move forward in my year, I also have to look at things that are a little closer to home and things that I was just talking about a little bit. You know, I need to learn to set appropriate boundaries. I have a very dear friend of mine, and sometimes I just spend too much time with her on the phone, and I need to be able to set some boundaries around that. And you know, the phone conversations are start out great, but then after we're on a while, we really don't have anything to say, and it gets to be just this energy suck. It actually very often turns into a complaining session, and even if I'm not participating in it, it'll turn into a complaining session. So I definitely need to set some boundaries around things and stop people pleasing. You know, I was so worried about Jessica and what she'd think with me calling her right after she gave birth. And I, you know, don't want to be mean. Same with talking about my friend about this boundary. You know, I don't want to be mean about, you know, we can't talk as much on the phone. So getting out of that people pleasing mode and not being manipulated or manipulating, right? Because that's people who have power issues can fall into both categories. Let me tell you, I can, with my people pleasing, I can very easily be manipulated, but I can also do some manipulating of my own, some passive aggressive type stuff, perhaps, or just, I don't know, just trying to manipulate things to go my way and doing it in a place that isn't from empowerment, but coming from fear or ego or something icky like that. Also allowing my feelings, but not being overcome by my feelings. That's a huge thing for me, is allowing myself, but not being overcome. Now, I don't usually get overcome. No, I take that back. See, right as I say that, I tend to be, I've told you in the past that getting in touch with my feelings is a huge thing for me. It's part of my life theme of love versus judgment, means that I have a lot of judgment about feelings that are unacceptable and feelings that are acceptable. And practicing love and allowing all those feelings, but not wallowing in them. So for instance, people with power issues tend to have shame in their life. Not always, but it can be a big portion of this whole deal with personal power, is that there can be a lot of shame in their lives. Very often, these people have come from a crisis-filled family, and so there's just some shame involved there, and you know, there might have been some abuse of power or abuse done to them in the past, and there's shame around that. So anyway, how I can wallow in shame isn't that necessarily that I'm hiding behind my doors, sleeping in bed, you know, trying to not, well, then again, that's sometimes how shame does show up for me. No, I do isolate to avoid feeling shame. I definitely do isolate. But, you know, a huge thing for me is that I don't want to put myself out there. You know, I'm scared to get that product out there, this new life theme product out there, because what if the work sucks? I would feel so ashamed, you know? What if no one interacts with me on my Facebook page? I'd feel so ashamed. Like, what I have to say isn't worth a deal. And who am I to even think I am a life coach, right? Especially with my background. Oh my gosh, where did I get that idea? So that's how shame can stop me, and I can wallow in it. So it's not that I'm wallowing around feeling shameful, but I can wallow in it by letting it stop me, by avoiding it, by holding myself back from my purpose to avoid feeling shame. So that's one way. Let me tell you, when I talk about stressing less, that's one way to stress yourself out, is to hide out from people, isolate, right? Let those emails and those phone calls build up. Mm-hmm, done there, been that. That's why I'm getting Jessica to help me. Letting that happen. And just, you know, I've got this product that now, I'm not saying that this product, this life theme product, has been held up because of shame, because there have been very valid explanations for that I'm not going to go into right now. But shame is in the background, you know, still saying you're going to suck. Yeah. I'm not letting it hold me back. There have been some extenuating circumstances, including the flu, that have held it back a little bit, but it's not about shame. But shame's still there whispering in my ear, right? And if I'm not careful, I can let it overcome me. So let's talk about some other ways that stress can enter your life through this whole idea of not shining, holding yourself back, not using your personal power, what can happen? Well, first of all, one way that this can show up in your life is if you have negative beliefs about leadership. All right. So for me, giving that call to Jessica, I don't want to be one of those bosses who is uncaring and just, you know, doesn't give a crap about anyone else, right? That was my fear and my belief about what it's like to be a leader. But the truth is, that's not how I approached it at all. So that belief is BS, a bunch of BS. But another way that these power issues can trip you up and cause stress is just when you have lowered expectations. You know, oh, I'm going to put this product out there, but nobody's going to buy it. You know, oh boy, I'm going to approach it with a lot of excitement then, right? What I'm going to do is create a self-fulfilling prophecy. It is self-creating prophecy as well, but you know, I got to get out there and bring you guys the message that I know you need to hear. Many of you need to hear about your life themes. It could change your life. I need to stay in that. I need to stay in my vision, not let personal power issues hold me back. There's a feeling of being trapped if personal power might be one of your issues. And like I said, it is common to have come from a crisis-filled family where maybe when you were a child, you were kind of trapped in your situation. But now you are a grown-ass adult, right? That's right. You are no longer trapped. It's all about choice. And someone who's a empowered leader knows that every moment they have in the day is about choice. And managing their resources well so that they can take care of themselves, but also put in that time toward the vision and toward the people who are supporting them. Another thing that might come up is that you just can't see yourself as a leader. It's too much responsibility and there are too many hassles. Hello. This reminds me of the little red hen, sort of. Now, she asks for help, but then in the end, she's like, I'll do it myself. And I've done that so many times. It's too much of a hassle to teach someone how to do this. I'll do it myself, right? Or being a leader is too much of a hassle because then people want something from you. And if I'm hiding out in my bedroom because of shame or some other feelings that are coming up, the idea of people out there clamoring, even listen to the language I'm using. People out there who are looking to me for help, it's frightening. It's very frightening. It's part of my power issue. And I get to learn about it and move on so that I can live in my purpose. It might also feel really lonely at the top. Nobody knows what I'm doing. No one gets me. No one gets my issues. No one gets my viewpoint. Oh, man. I just had a week that was not ideal. Again, not going to go into details. Flu was part of it, but just one part. And sure enough, I found myself at the end of the week falling into this, nobody can run the household like I can. I've got to do it all, right? I have to do everything. Now, fortunately, I recognized it. You know, I didn't let it happen, but yes, it did crop up. Gosh, I hope I'm not scaring you guys off by telling you all my deep, dark issues. You know my intention is to help you, right? I hope you can learn from me and my experience. And next time your voice comes up that's going, stressing you out, going, no one will help me. You'll see it for what it is. It's, you know, it's a little life lesson. It's just a little blip, a little obstacle you come up against. And how are you going to move beyond it? So, others ignoring your authority. Oh, I've had this too. You know, I am a 5'3" petite blonde girl who looks about 10 years younger than I am, and I've always looked that way, right? Yeah, I always feel like people aren't taking me seriously. And as you can hear, you know, I'm sort of self-deprecating. It's okay. I don't take myself too seriously anymore. I used to. But, you know, people won't, you know, believe me or trust me because I look so young and I look like a little blonde piece of fluff. You know, that's those voices in my head telling me. And another thing I've done that is a misuse of my power is I have used my power for the sake of other people, you know, and it's good, you know, for a certain extent, it's a learning process, you know, in those the years of the 20s, my decade of the 20s, I was working for other people. I was learning skills, and it's okay that I was supporting other people in their leadership positions. But now, you know what? It's time for me to move out of the shadows and do it myself. Well, that's not easy to do if you're a perfectionist. Yes, perfectionism also can be a part of this whole idea of personal power, because if you're a perfectionist, you're constantly bullying yourself and pulling back your power. It's not good enough. You're not good enough, right? It's not perfect. You can't do that. It's not perfect. So those are some ways that personal power issues can cause some stress, some distraction, some stuckness in your life, right? Some others can get a little more personal. They're a little bit different. You can go completely numb and disconnect from your desires where you're like, I don't even know what I want. And yes, this is me a lot of the time. I really have worked at being clear. And sometimes I just can't get clear. I just can't get clear. And I need to pull someone like Jessica in to help me get clear. Or like my mentor, Beth, help me get clarity on my business, my vision. Where am I going to take it this year in 2013? Because I don't know what I want, right? Getting support. Not wanting to feel certain feelings. We already talked about shame. Playing the victim. I just talked about that with my husband, right? Or my family. I have to do it all. They, you know, I'm the victim. They can't do it like I do it. And they don't want to help me and all this stuff, right? I'm playing the victim. But I can also victimize others. Oh, yes. Yes, I can put others in the victim mode too, right? Just by having that conversation with my friend that turns into a complaint fest, even if I'm not complaining, but I'm letting her complain, I'm perpetuating her victimization, right? Right. It's so interesting, so fascinating. That's what just came up for me now, but there have been other ways. There's the whole timid, I don't want to bother anyone, which also came up with that Jessica situation. I don't want to bother her. She's pregnant. I don't want to bother her. She just had a baby. I don't want to bother her, right? Well, you know what? She didn't feel bothered. She was happy to talk to me, and I think she's happy to support me like she's been wanting to do for the last 2 years, right? So, yeah, right. So there's also a tendency with a person with a power issue to possibly start with a lot of passion, but then lose passion and put interest into other things. Because you know what? We're challenged with setting those boundaries and negotiating and standing up for ourselves. So we often drain our energies in other areas that just don't count. There's a whole sarcasm and passive aggressive thing and staying in situations that have outworn their benefits, whether it's relationships, jobs, whatever it might be. They've outworn their benefits. Staying in that conversation with my friend that has outworn its benefit is giving my power away. And I talked about it last week. It's not, you know, I don't really believe it's giving my power away. I believe it's withholding my power. The power of my, for me to choose to take my time back. You know, I had a great half hour talk with you, and now I'm going to work on something else that empowers me, that is going to help me achieve my vision, that's going to help me help the world, that's going to help me be a better teacher, a better life coach, a better person, and live my purpose. Because that's what it's all about when you've got these lessons. It's about learning from them so that you can live your purpose and live completely out loud so that you can be yourself and stand in your own authentic, amazing power, right? Right. The issues are still going to come up, but you're going to know how to deal with them. So I hope this has been of help to you. I hope some of you, maybe you started this year up and some of the year off, and some of these things have been a blip for you. You've noticed yourself people pleasing or letting fear of failure and shame hold you back or been worried about bothering other people or squelched your passion and your vision and put your energies elsewhere where it's just not as fruitful. So I hope this has been a help to you. We're going to talk next week a little bit more about power. That's right. I've got a little more to say on the subject. So we will talk to you next week. It will be at this same time here on the Amazing Woman of Power Talk 24/7 Radio Network. And in the meantime, you can always visit my Facebook page, jjthelifecoach.com. Please visit me, right? When you don't, I feel shame. No, I'm not putting that on you, but I'd love you to visit and drop me a line. Tell me what you got out of today's show or what power struggles have shown up in your life. And as always, you can get my resources for today's show at stresslessradio.com. And my main website, the big kahuna, is jjthelifecoach.com. I've still got a bunch of sales going on there for the beginning of the year. So check out my products tab. See if there's anything there that can support you. Again, thank you so much for listening. I hope you got some value out of the show. I will see you online and next week here on Stress Less Radio, where it's all about stressing less and living more. Tenacious Living Radio.